Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 3rd of May. The US Federal Reserve meets for what many sensible observers consider will be their last rate hike before they start cutting rates. This has been quite some tightening cycle, possibly one of the most badly managed sets of policy decisions since the era of Fed Chair Burns back in the 1970s. So what has gone wrong? The Powell Fed has been relentless in the tightening of monetary policy. The hike, hike, hike mentality has had a fanaticism that defies rationality. There was no question that monetary policy needed to be tightened from the emergency settings of the pandemic. However, tightening without pausing to assess the damage, especially in the later stages of the policy cycle, has been a very high-risk strategy. That is increasingly so when the US economic data is less and less reliable in real time. Fed Chair Powell's June policy errors of last year were justified by higher inflation expectations, for instance. But those inflation expectations were subsequently revised down within days of the decision. Sadly, the lesson from that was not learned, and while the recent banking system problems are probably more due to US President Trump's easing of regulations in 2018 than to the relentless hiking, the hiking clearly has not helped. The Fed now has a bank lending tightening it does not control in an economy it does not understand. The broader problem is the failure to think properly and be creative in the face of a very unusual inflation shock. This is not a single inflation story, but three very distinct waves of inflation with very different causes and very different solutions. The transitory, demand-led inflation of 2021 is now deflation, yet the Fed never points that out. The supply-led inflation of 2022 with the oil shock is now in reverse. And indeed, that reverse gathered pace with yet another drop in oil prices yesterday. The Fed continued to respond to the supply shock with rate hikes without explaining what those rate hikes were supposed to achieve. And finally, the profit-led inflation story, primarily at the end of supply chains, is not being properly acknowledged. For example, corporate results from Starbucks noted that pricing was growing more than their costs once again. Former Fed chairs Greenspan, Bernanke, or Yellen would have had the confidence to provide analysis on this unconventional picture and potentially to suggest unconventional or supplementary policies. Fed Chair Powell seems to lack the confidence to go beyond a conventional economics 101 response. Away from the Fed decision and the banking system, the debt ceiling farce continues in the States. This is still all political pantomime, but there is some urgency about the debate, even if the 1st of June deadline is not actually entirely believed. Much time is going to be spent running what-if scenarios. If nothing else, this will destroy that most valuable commodity in Washington, legislative time. Time spent posturing before the media on something that should never be an issue is time that cannot be spent doing things that might actually be of benefit to the states. Elsewhere, there is a service sector, a business sentiment opinion poll from the United States and the euro area's unemployment rate. These are not likely to distract from the bigger focus on the Federal Reserve. That's all for today. Have a good day.